Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. There's news of an agreement today between the attorney generals of Nebraska and New York and the internet portal and search company Yahoo. Yahoo will shut down chat rooms with names that promote sex between adults and children. Meanwhile, Yahoo's also involved in a new business deal joining with Microsoft to make those companies' instant messaging systems compatible. Marketplace's Tess Vigeland is here from Los Angeles. Tess, Yahoo's agreement on the chat rooms, what's the history here and what has Yahoo agreed to now?
Well, as you mentioned, this is a deal with both the New York and Nebraska attorney generals, and they launched investigations earlier this year after getting some tips that children were able to access adult chat rooms on Yahoo. And some of those rooms had names that could potentially even draw kids into them, and they were located within categories like schools and education. Now, under this agreement, Yahoo is going to police all the chat room names by its users, and it's going to restrict all of its chat rooms to those people who are 18 years of age and older. Yahoo is also going to donate $175,000 to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and it's going to give them free banner ads on Yahoo sites.
Okay. All right. Now, something perhaps with broader implications for Yahoo. It's joining its instant messaging system with Microsoft's MSN. What about this?
Well, before this deal, none of the big four instant messaging services talk to each other. If you were on Yahoo, you couldn't chat with someone on MSN's system. With this deal now, you can. Eric Hellweg is a columnist for the MIT Technology Review, and he says, frankly, it's about time.
Well, this kind of collaboration between these instant messaging clients is the long-sought-after holy grail for a number of users who, up till now, have had to manage multiple instant messaging clients to reach certain groups of friends, and it's been kind of a hassle for people.
And by client there in tech speak, he's talking about the instant messaging company itself. And he compares it to, for example, if you use a certain email program, that you would only be able to email other people who use that same program, whether it's Outlook or Yahoo or Hotmail.
That wouldn't work very well at all for people.
It wouldn't work at all, exactly. But with this deal, at least two of those instant messaging systems are now going to talk to each other. If you're on MSN, your pal is on Yahoo, you can talk or chat to your heart's content.
And why not make them all able to talk to each other?
Well, these companies, the big four, Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, and AOL, generally want to keep their customers within their networks. You want the people who use your instant messaging service to also use your search engine and also all the other services you provide, because that's what generates advertising dollars. So we'll have to see here what that does for them in terms of advertising. And later today on Marketplace, we're looking at Martha Stewart's plan to create her own line of homes.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.